Alex Rowe's got a couple ready to roll. We've got Secret Palace in action.
To be completely honest with you, if they couldn't beat her last Wednesday, I'd be really disappointed if they can beat her today.
What's your best today?
My best of today is Secret Palace in race four.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Secret Palace races to the front from My Kerry Pine wins.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Secret Palace getting the job done for us yesterday. We took the earlies at the 3:30. I think it ended up paying about 4:20.
It did pay 4:20.
So we took the earlies and the unders. But we'll take it because it was a profit and that's good business.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. That was a good result because there was confidence, real confidence in the selecting of that horse.
Can't do much more than just provide winners around here.
Before we get to Lindsay, the track conditions for Coleraine today. Rail position is in the true position the entire circuit. Track condition is a soft 7. Showers are predicted. Penetrometer currently sitting at 5.75. for this transferred meeting from Warrnambool.
Must be wet down there. Lindsay Smith knows a bit about that region. Joins us on the early mail. Good morning, Lindsay.
Yeah, gumboots required.
Is it sort of ankle-deep gumboot or just sort of touching the surface?
No, just, But, yeah, it is what it is, but it's a heavy 20.
Snorkel required down there at the ball.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So we're off to the Coleraine today. Now, you got 10, Lindsay, which is a lot of horses to be taking and talking about. So what we might do is just have a chat about two or three of your favourite ones. Have you got a couple that you'd like to, you want to see race well today?
I think, that one's trying to tip itself. I think I like the last horse. He's a Saturday horse. I don't know much about Archie's horse, the second favourite, but my horse is trialled there and he had a couple of gallops there. The track's in good condition. And so I'm sort of happy to go there and he'll be up on pace. He had a little bit of a epileptic entrapment. And
what does that mean?
It's basically a bit of skin grows over the palate there and it looks like when you blow a bubble gum and your tongue's in there. It's just a bit of skin over it and you can't swallow and can't breathe properly. So they laser that off and freeze his wind up. So, yeah, basically couldn't breathe for a little bit.
Right, well, that's unhelpful for your racehorse, I would have thought.
Yeah, well, anybody, even if he's laying asleep, it's still handy if he can breathe.
Yeah, that is true. So that's Tidiest you're talking about, race 8, number 1?
Sorry, Tidiest, yeah.
Yep, okay, that's race 8, number 1, so he's 2:30 in the market. So pretty confident with him. Any others that sort of stand out for you today, the other 9?
I thought Stripped Back the race before. He was up on the speed the other day. It was another at Caulfield, and they seemed to be back markers winning, so maybe the speed map was against him that day and not inferior surface and obviously drops back in the country grade. And I was a bit worried on it at being at Warrnambool on the heavy 10, so I think he's going to be better on the soft 7. And I'd be disappointed if he's not a Saturday horse in the future.
Right. Well, I reckon if we can get some Saturday horse action at Coleraine today, then we should be backing those. 2:25 is Stripped Back, race 7, number 6. That might be enough for us, I reckon, Lindsay, today. We know you've got a heap of work to do to get the horses ready to roll for Coleraine racing today, but we appreciate your time. Look after those gumboots.
Yeah, giddy up. Cheers.
All the best. Lindsay Smith has got some work to do. 10 in the truck today. 10 to Coleraine. So we're going to go race 7, number 6, Stripped Back. At 2:25. I think we have to put these together. I think we have to just do the little running double.
What's race at number 1? What were the odds?
2:30.
Oh, they're both at price.
2:25 and 2:30. So I think we put them together.
Okay, fair enough.
And see if Lindsay can get the job done for us. He's given Stripped Back a big push about Saturday Metro sort of class. And then Tidiest, we know, is breathing better, which is very helpful.
Sounded like Lindsay was talking to us from an aviary or something. There's birds going left, right and centre.
It's a beautiful part of the world. He's training out of the ball, isn't he, these days? He's got the property down there. So a beautiful part of the world. They'd be up and about, all the Warrnambool birds, this morning. Because they know they've got the track to themselves today. They can fly around and flutter around land on any rail they like without any stress.
No worries, David Attenborough.
I love my birds. Love my birds. So that's what's happening today. Coleraine, good luck. Soft 7, race 7, number 6, into race 8, number 1 is what we'll do today for Lindsay. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Good to see Brett Prebble forging a strong relationship with Lindsay as well and riding lots of winners at the moment. One of my favourites who disappeared for a long time. When did he go? Hong Kong? Was he over there somewhere? Or Singapore?
Singapore, I think.
And he's back. doing good things and riding lots of winners for the stable. So that's what's happening today at Coleraine. Good luck if you're getting involved. Don't be afraid to just cheer him home for a little bit of fun as well. We've still got a busy program to come after 7 o'clock. Todd Goldstein's not too far away. That's the easy one.